If you're making some updates or starting a remodel on your home or investment property, you might be wondering if hiring a contractor to do the work is enough. Do you also need to hire an interior designer? Won't that cost more money when you're trying to keep costs down? Well, today I'm sharing three big reasons why it's worth hiring both a designer and a contractor for your next project. Let's get started. Welcome to Home and Nestorations, the podcast that helps you design and decorate your home with confidence. I'm your host, interior designer, real estate investor, and Best of House winner, Sally Sorcelli, here to help you create timeless designs that'll make your home or rental property stand out. Thanks for listening. Well, hey there, and welcome to today's design conversation. And we're talking about hiring for your project, whether that's for your own home or your rental property. Do you need a contractor and a designer? Isn't the contractor going to be enough, you might be thinking? Well, first off, I just want to say I do have the utmost respect for good contractors and general contractors. And I did say good general contractors because there is a difference. The good general contractors know the building codes. They have excellent technical knowledge and they manage and handle renovation stress like a boss. But you still should hire both a general contractor and an interior designer for your next home project because when you have both, you have a killer combination because each provide different services that you need for your project. What a general contractor does is different than what a designer does. And so let's dive in and talk a little bit about what contractors do, or more importantly, what they do not do that you need for your project. Like I said earlier, general contractors do some amazing things. But there is one thing that isn't so great about a general contractor is that they often don't do the pretty stuff and don't want to get involved in the pretty stuff. And what do I mean by that? Well, they aren't too keen about picking out the stuff that actually makes your home stand out. You know, the actual design. Of course, they'll know what type of materials will work for a space, like if a natural quartzite or a manufactured quartz is best. But when it comes to putting all these materials together, making sure there's a good flow, making sure the design looks good and appeals to you if it's your home or to a potential buyer or renter. If you have an Airbnb property, you're likely competing against a sea of other short-term rental properties. So yours has to stand out. And the design is what makes it do that. Because a property that doesn't stand out is going to be vacant and that is lost revenue in your pockets. And if this is your home, well, you're living in this house day in and day out. You want to make sure you've chosen materials that look good and that are going to work together because you're going to be living with them day in and day out. With a rental property, you might think, well, I don't live there, so I don't really care what it looks like. But the people who are renting from you do. And so you want it to look good in both situations, whether it's your primary residence or your investment property. The design is so important. If this is your investment property, then you can write off the expense of a designer and you might as well make sure it stands out so you can get the best materials for the job, make sure everything flows and that it attracts people to want to click yes on your property. So while the contractor can absolutely install these materials for you and execute the plan, they don't want to come up with the plan. That's where they work with a designer to do so. The designer comes up with the ideas and the plan, and then the contractor executes on those plans. It's a perfect symbiotic relationship that really gives you the best outcome in the end. In just one room, you could have flooring, paint colors, tiles, accent tiles, lighting, moldings, focal walls, appliances, window coverings, built-ins, electrical outlets, fixtures like plumbing and sinks, hardware, there's a million options there, furniture, furniture layouts, fabrics, window coverings. Are you getting my point? There are so many details. And sure, you can spend time doing that yourself and maybe getting those decisions wrong, which wastes your time and money, or you can go to the pro from the start and help you make the right decisions that are going to get you from point A to point B in the fastest way. So since there is so much to pick out, I wouldn't expect a general contractor to hold your hand through that whole process. That's not what you hired them to do, and that's not what they want to do. But a designer, on the other hand, does want to figure out your needs, your style preferences, what options will be best in the market you're in. And these options will all coordinate perfectly to give you that show-stopping or scroll-stopping image that will get your property moving or have your neighbors swooning and complimenting you on your home. And depending on your agreement with your designer, the designer can handle all the communication and decisions and working with your contractor, or they're just giving you and helping you with the design. There's all different ways you can do that. And as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of decisions to make, and you can avoid some of that overwhelm by having a designer handle those decisions for you. And it really just alleviates your time so you can focus on other things. Now, maybe you like the idea of a general contractor, or any contractor for that matter, calling you in the middle of the day, asking you if you want your outlet 5 inches from the wall edge or 2 inches, or if your tile should wrap around the windowsill, or if you should use wood trim instead, or if you want this particular edging on the shower pan. But I can bet those decisions will get overwhelming fast. How great would it be to have a designer make those decisions for you? And then you don't have to stress about any of it. I know with large remodels, I will create an entire design book, and it's a binder that I make. And depending on the remodel, there's lots of sections in that binder, and it could have which direction the flooring's supposed to go. You'd be so surprised when you pick out flooring and you think it's going to be laid out one way. If you don't actually specify it and put up pictures and have a binder, a design binder that's going to share and instruct on what to do, what can be done wrong? And then you go and check out the property and see how the progress is going, and you discover, oh my gosh, the tile got laid the wrong way in the floor. Who do you think wants to take that out? Nobody. And so that could be wasted time and money. And I also, with projects, will print out the instructions so they are in a binder, and that binder is never removed from the property. A little trick there, buy a pink binder or a hot pink binder. Contractors tend not to want to walk around with that. And that's just a funny little trick that if it's black, they might run off with it. It might get hidden. But if it's pink or bright pink, it's hard to lose at a property. And then people don't usually want to walk off with those. But then I'll also take the same sheets that are in that binder and I tape them up onto the wall in that room so all the instructions are clear. All right, moving on, I want to say that costs can actually get higher without a designer. And you might be thinking, wait, if I'm investing in a designer, I'm spending more. Well, time is money, right? An interior designer makes a renovation go smoother, and a good general contractor knows this. A project that goes smoother takes less time, and a project that takes less time costs less money. And if a GC has to hold your hand and spend a ton of extra time helping you, it'll add to your cost, which we don't want. Now, of course, the designer has their own cost to factor in, but we carefully choose and coordinate materials all the time, so we're very efficient and skilled at it. It's what we do. We'll select all the materials, share every detail and specification with the contractor, and all you have to do is click approve, and work is set in motion. No need for stress and figuring out all the details. As a designer, if that's in our contract, then I'll work with the contractor on your behalf. It's part of my job. You hire the contractor to handle all the construction details, and you hire a designer for the creative vision and the plan. By hiring both, you get the best of both worlds and the best outcome for your remodel. Now, I will say, contractors don't want to choose all the materials and handhold. And if they feel like you're taking too much time, you might start getting charged a PETA tax. Now, the PETA tax is what I call the pain in the you-know-what tax, and it's when a contractor is starting to get a little tired of the hand-holding and the indecision that you might ask them, hey, I think I want to change my countertops to this material. How much is that going to cost? And you might get quoted a really absurd amount. It's actually not the real amount, but they're just going to tack on a higher price to deter you from choosing it so that you'll just say yes and stick with the original plan. And I have to say, I've seen this happen. And it's because the contractors are wearing thin with their patience. And that's understandable because a contractor isn't hired to help you plan your design. They're hired to help you execute your design, and they do a fantastic job doing that. So what I want to say is the designer will help you create that plan so the contractor can execute it. And then you're not going to get charged any PETA taxes. And yes, that's my own phrase, but I don't want you to get charged more because of indecision when a designer can help you choose the best materials for your project, whether that's furniture, fixtures, whatever it is. A designer can help you with that. All right, moving on to how to choose a good contractor or designer. Well, there's word of mouth. You can look at reviews on Google or Yelp. You can hear from realtors. They might have people they've worked with. Friends. You can look on Facebook groups or things like Nextdoor, those neighborhood apps, and then see work they've done. And if you like it and are impressed by it, then that is something worth considering. When you do talk with them, what feelings did you get when you talked to him or her? Trust your gut. Even if it's a remote project in another state, you still want to feel good about who you're working with. Now, some questions to ask your contractors, and some of these questions might apply to designers as well, but how do they work? What's their work schedule? What's the estimated start date, arrival date? How long to work on each project? What's the daily timeline? Are there any deposits required? And what's the payment schedule? Just a note, do not pay in full up front. Always hold final payment until you've seen the work and are happy with it. And if you're remote, that someone else has verified the work. Because once a contractor is fully paid, it might be hard to get them to come back to fix something that needed to be fixed. Just a little side note, I do want to stress that. What steps will this person take to protect your property? If they're doing some construction, are there plastic barriers, dust barriers? Are they putting things down to protect the floors like ram board or paper? Some sort of sheeting? Are they wearing shoe covers when they walk in the door? Whenever I have a contractor come to my own house, nothing melts my heart more than when I see them put shoe booties on. I actually carry them to clients' houses. And so often they're like, don't bother, you can just leave your shoes on. But I do it as a sign of respect that I'm entering their home and putting shoe covers on or taking my shoes off. I'm a shoeless house in my own home, so I extend that courtesy to others, although that is not everybody's priority, which is perfectly okay. Now, you might want to find out, are they using subcontractors? It's not good or bad if your contractor hires subcontractors to do some of the work. It's neutral. You just want to know if that's happening. And you also want to talk to your contractor or designer is what's the best way to keep in touch if there are problems. I know for my clients, I do a welcome packet that covers all of that. I don't see contractors that often get into that. And with contractors, do they offer a warranty on their services? If something leaks or the plumbing breaks in 6 months, will that be covered? Will they come out and cover that? Contractors will have different warranties, some none. Some have some. It's important to find that out. And then with contractors, do they have a license? And if it's available for you to see? Now, you don't necessarily have to go see it. If they get a little dodgy and don't really want to answer the question, they're likely working unlicensed. And you take that for what it's worth. Yes, an unlicensed contractor will cost less in theory. But if they don't do good work and then you have to hire someone who's licensed to come and fix it all, it costs you more. So I just want to put that out there because it can be appealing to people. I personally, with my own home and my clients' homes, I work with licensed contractors. And then with designers, do they do work remotely? Some don't, some do. I know I do. I can help with picking out materials, colors, furnishing an entire property, and designing a whole space across the country. And I actually teach how to do that in my Room Design Essentials program. So you can take my 20 years of experience and knowledge and use that to design and decorate your own home or rental property and have confidence while doing it and save you a ton of money. It's a small investment to learn how to do it once and rinse and repeat for all the different rooms in your home or different properties you acquire over the years. All right, here we are near the end. And a quick little recap is if you own an investment property, the worst thing is a vacant property. That's money you're paying for a home that nobody is using and enjoying. So you need that home to stand out among a sea of competing properties. And if this is for your property, your own home, you have to live with it each and every day. So you want the best, most beautiful materials that are in your budget for your property. A designer has that trained eye to make your property memorable and desirable. And like I said, contractors do the physical labor, but not the design work. Doing a great job installing tile isn't going to help if the undertones of the tile don't match or it completely doesn't work with the cabinets. A poorly designed house isn't going to make you feel good, and it's not going to attract any buyers or renters. A designer creates the vision and a contractor executes on that vision. It's the perfect relationship to give you the best outcome. All right, that wraps up this episode. And what I want you to do next is hit subscribe and leave a review on this podcast. It helps it reach more listening ears just like yours. And thanks for listening and have a great day. Talk to you soon.